Hello again, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob with your 33rd Lenten Daily Devotion. It's Lent Day 33, and it's a Friday. 33 means we must be getting close to the end of our journey, and indeed we are, as Sunday is Palm Sunday and we enter Holy Week. The last week we have to be prepared for the miracles that God has planned for our lives and to be in a position to receive them and honor them, trust them, believe in them. Amen. So let's get to work. This is day 33. It's March 31st. And our scripture today from John Pavlovitz's devotion called Rise is from the Gospel of Luke, the 14th chapter of Luke, verses 12 through 14. Here's some interesting advice from Jesus. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." May God bless the hearing of His word. Here's John Pavlovitz's devotion for today in this scripture. It's called Free Meals. He says, "Compassion doesn't really make a lot of sense, at least not to our modern westernized brains. Most of us are taught to determine the merit of an act based on the balance between risk and reward, on getting something commensurate with the effort required. Raised in a culture of competitive consumerism, in which we often evaluate and are evaluated by others based on what we own or make or have done, it feels counterintuitive to do something when there is no obvious reward. Even our acts of kindness are often tinged by the question of what the upside will be. Will we be seen in a more flattering light as a result? Will this provide some possible benefit down the road? Do we get an ego boost by doing it? If the answer to any of these questions is no, it can be easy to simply avoid the inconveniences often caused by kindness. That's probably why so many people gravitate towards self-centeredness, or at least self-preservation, and why narcissism is a tempting default position in a dog-eat-dog society that tells us we are the center of the universe. As usual, Jesus flips things upside down and invites us to another, far better path. In the kingdom economy of generosity, the payment is in the act itself, in being useful in someone else's sustenance or healing or elevation. Nothing else is needed. No applause, no kudos, no praise from the crowd, no advantage. The inverted race Jesus invites us to run is one in which to win is to come in last. To be the servant of all, the person taking the lowest place, the host to those rarely treated with hospitality. His words here to a room full of competitors, jockeying for position and striving to be seen, people we can recognize very well, speak not only to doing the right thing, but to doing it for the right reason, to be part of someone else's rise without any other benefit. Today, check your motives. Challenge yourself not to worry about the upside of a kind act, but to see the kindness as the upside. Amen. Sunday, we do begin Holy Week at Vine Street, and we'll have Palm Sunday, an exciting worship plan, some good special music, some great hymns, some wonderful prayers, and best of all, fellowship with each other and the Holy Spirit. Nothing like it. Hope you can join us. But until then, may this Friday bless you as you bless others with your kindness. Amen.